Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala. Attar, say salam to all of them.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze in respect of the dars. Do not move your hands about, do not play with your body, clothes or hair. It is possible you may not gain all the blessings. There are many beautiful ahadith, many narrations regarding the sanctity, the sacredness and the immense reward one will gain by reciting abundant duruds and salams in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is reported in the summary of hadith, our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that person who recites salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon me 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. Many of us are caught up in the luxuries of the dunya. Our hearts, our minds are attached, unfortunately, many of us, to the entertainments of the dunya. Remember, extreme worldliness and the greed for maal and wealth and possessions and money, it makes one blind to the fate of whatever evil deeds and evil endeavors a person does. Khudi bin Yazid, this is that unfortunate person who separated the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu from his sacred body just for worldly gains, just for fame. But after only a few years, he succumbed to a terrible death, a terrible end indeed. As regards to the revenge taken by Mukhtar Thaqafi from the murderers of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi has stated, just a couple of years after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Mukhtar ordered that whoever accompanied Amr bin Sa'd, that is the one who was the leader of the Yazidi army in Karbala, that person or those people must be killed wherever they are found. Upon hearing this order, the tyrants and the cruel people of Kufa, they ran towards and they fled to Basra. The army of Mukhtar hunted them down. And wherever they found them, they were slain. They were murdered. Their corpse, each one of their corpse was burned. And houses were robbed. Khuli bin Yazid was that evil and wicked person who separated the head of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu from his sacred body. This ruthless person was also arrested and presented to Mukhtar. Mukhtar made or commanded that this cruel Yazidi, Khuli, his hands, his feet must be severed and cut, and then he must be crucified. In the end, he was thrown into a blazing fire. Likewise, Mukhtar killed all the evil people of the army of Ibn Sa'd by different methods and tortures, and killed 6,000 people of Kufa who had contributed to the martyrdom of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Zayd bin Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, when the Yazidi comrades raised the refulgent head of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu atop a spear and paraded it through the streets of Kufa, at that time I was upstairs in my house. When the refulgent head passed by, I heard the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu reciting Surah Kahf, the 9th verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Did you come to know that the men of the cave and of the forest side were a wonderful sign of ours? Likewise, another saint of Islam has mentioned that when the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was taken off the spear and taken into the palace of the devilish Ibn Ziyad, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his sacred and blessed lips were quivering. His blessed tongue was reciting the verse 42 of Surah Ibrahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And do not ever assume that Allah is unaware of the doings of the oppressors. Minhal has reported, I was in Damascus at that time. By Allah Azza wa Jal, I saw with my very own eyes that when people were parading with the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu on top of the spear, a person was reciting Surah Al-Kahf in front of the blessed head. When he reached the verse, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. The men of the cave and the forest side were a wonderful sign of ours. When he reached this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal granted the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu the ability and capability to speak, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And the blessed head mentioned and stated, أعجب من أصحاب الكهف قتلي وحملي. My murder and roaming around with my head is stranger than the event of Ashab al-Kahf. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel, after mentioning the above narration in his book Sawana-e-Karbala, Allama Mawlana Na'imuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi has commented. In fact, this is true because in the case of Ashab al-Kahf, unbelievers committed the oppression, whereas in the case of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the ummah of his grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they invited him as a guest. They invited him as a guest. Then deceitfully, they deprived him of even drinking water. The households and companions of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were martyred before his very eyes. And then, finally, he was also martyred. The respected Ahlul Bayt, the blessed and purified household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were imprisoned. The blessed head was carried through different cities and towns. It is certainly strange that Ashab al-Kahf spoke out after a very deep sleep of several years. However, it is much stranger for the blessed head to speak out even after being struck off, severed from the blessed body. Allahu Akbar. The army of Yazid, They were proceeding in carrying the blessed heads of the martyrs and the shuhada of Karbala along with them. They stayed at a certain place. Sayyidina Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehlvi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has reported, they began drinking the date extract. According to another report, وَهُمْ يَشْرَبُونَ الْخَمْرَ, they commenced drinking wine. Meanwhile, an iron pen appeared and it wrote the following couplet with blood. To the murderers of Hussein, still hope to avail the intercession of his noble grandfather on the day of judgment. It is stated in some other narrations that the above couplet was found inscribed on a stone 300 years before the advent of the most noble Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Once, while the head of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was in that area, a Christian monk, he saw this refulgent head of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu from his church. And he asked about what the matter was, what was going on. When he was told about this, he said, "You indeed are wicked people. Will you be happy with 10,000 Ashrafis, gold coins, if you leave this head with me for just one night?" The greedy men, greedy for dunya, the world, they accepted this offer. This monk, he washed the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, applied itr, put perfume on it, placed it on a high pedestal, and kept closely observing it the entire night. Allahu Akbar. He noticed a beam of light emerging from the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This monk spent the night crying, and the following morning, subhanallah, he embraced Islam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. He abandoned his place of worship and its provisions and spent the rest of his life serving the Ahlul Bayt alayhimur ridwan. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Yazidi people, when they opened the bag in order to get those ashrafis, dinars and dirhams, which they had plundered from the tents of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the ones the Christian monk had paid them, instead, they found that all of them had turned into broken pieces of pottery. On one of their sides, the 42nd verse of Surah Ibrahim, part 17, was found written. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And do not ever assume that Allah is unaware of the doings of the oppressors. And on the other side was found the verse 227 of Surah Ash-Shu'ara, part 19, was inscribed. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّمٌ قَلَبِيًّا قَلِبُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And soon the oppressors will come to know upon which side they will be overturned. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed it was a divine lesson of warnings. That, O ill-fated people, you turned your face away from Islam for the greed of the dunya, of the temporal world, the mortal world, and severely oppressed the noble family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remember, you exhibited extreme carelessness towards religion, and you will lose even the worldly gains for which you committed such an evil and wicked act. You are a symbol of those who are in total loss, not only in the afterlife, but also your worldly life. History has showed that the Muslims who preferred worldly gains over religion, they have failed to win even the worldly riches. But on the other hand, those who discarded their worldliness and attachment to the dunya and remained steadfast on the laws and the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, that is the Sharia, the riches of the world were inclined towards them. They became prosperous in the dunya, in the worldly life, as well as in the afterlife. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali has written, "The creation of Allah Azza wa Jal becomes loyal to the one who becomes loyal to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal discards the one who becomes disloyal to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam." There are different reports regarding the location and burial of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his blessed head. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability of understanding the rank of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, the rank of the Ahlul Bayt of Sahaba Ikram, that love and loyalty to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed and purified household. Make us always obedient to them, obedient to Sahaba Ikram, and be practical Muslims. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala. Attar say salam to all.